State lawmakers are under the gun to devise a plan to ramp up education funding. Last fall, the state Supreme Court mandated that the legislature come up with a school funding solution this session. Democrats and Republicans have proposed their ideas. Last week, State Superintendent of Public Instruction Randy Doran threw in his own proposal.
Local levy money has been determined by the Supreme Court that you cannot use it for salaries. I'm proposing to move the money that's used for salaries over to the state tax system so they actually can be used for teacher compensation.
In essence, Randy Doran's proposed something called levy swapping. It involves a lot of complicated moving of money and taxes, but Doran says it all boils down to equality.
I use Eatonville as an example, where my kids went to school. Our levy was about 14-15%, but we're competing against the Puyallups that are at about 28%. We had teachers leaving Eatonville to go to Puyallup to make more money. The districts that have the wealth and have the biggest levies, they can pay the teachers the most. And so you get better teachers there, more veteran teachers there. So then it becomes a civil rights issue.
That's Randy Doran, State Superintendent of Public Instruction. KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has been following the whole education funding debate, and he joins us now. Hey, Austin.
Good afternoon, Marcy.
We've been talking about this thing called fully funded education for quite some time. Remind us again, what was the problem with education funding?
Well, the state constitution is very clear that the paramount duty of the legislature is to amply fund basic education. And in 2012, the state Supreme Court said that the state isn't doing that and basically said you have until 2018 to get it done. And that's where we find ourselves today.
So Randy Doran has proposed a very complicated system of moving money from pot to pot. How is that proposal faring in the debate over education funding?
Well, his proposal came out in the same week that we also saw proposals from Senate Republicans and Senate Democrats and from House Budget Chair Ross Hunter. So it seems as if either everybody's gone into panic mode, realizing that another down payment on K-12 education isn't going to be enough, or they had to get through their budget proposals to sort of get the bandwidth and the timing right to talk about this. But the bottom line is, there's a lot of ideas suddenly very late in the game.
Well, I know that Doran has proposed this levy swap in the past at least one time. What do politicians think about it?
Well, remember, we heard a lot about the concept of a levy swap, which very simply is, because as you said, it's complicated, but simply think about it this way. You lower the local levy rates and you raise the state property tax levy rate. And so you're shifting more of the money onto the state, but done in some ways, it would be revenue neutral. This was a big issue in the 2012 governor's race. Republican Rob McKenna talked about a levy swap. Democrat Jay Inslee, who won that race, kind of poo-pooed the idea, and he still hasn't embraced the idea of a revenue-neutral levy swap. But levy reform does seem like it has to be a part of the global solution here. But arguably, Democrats, I think, would say if you come up with a new funding source for education, which could be the capital gains tax, that's something the Democrats like, then you maybe solve the problem over time even without doing some formal levy swap.
I'm talking to KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. And Austin, Randy Doran says it all comes down to equality in our school districts. How are they unequal right now?
Well, the problem you run into is, as he alluded to, is you've got property tax wealthy districts, you know, Bellevue probably comes to mind, that can fund an ample or more than ample education using those levy dollars, and they get voters to approve those levies from time to time. And then you've got property tax poor districts where even if they could get a levy passed, and in many cases they can't, it's not going to generate that much money. And so in point of fact, what you have right now is the state writing hundreds of millions of dollars in checks every 2 years to lower property tax school districts to try to even things out. But is it a one-to-one solution? Clearly not.
Well, I live in Seattle, not Bellevue, but property taxes are very high. I currently pay them. Would some of my tax dollars under Randy Doran's plan go to districts that are poorer?
Well, not your local levy dollars, but if they reduce the local levy rate and raise the state rate, then yeah, the money's going to go where the need is. It's about shifting the burden back onto the state. I mean, right now, state funding is like 70% for basic education. The question is, how do you get that more like 100% for basic education? And, you know, I guess you could view it as sort of the redistribution of dollars. But because of the complexity of this, Marcy, I think it's I think a lot of lawmakers and maybe the governor himself are a little wary of it because it is a hard sell. And anytime you mess around with the state property tax levy, that starts to get the attention of a lot of especially older voters who are very good voters, the kinds of people that politicians worry a lot about what they think when it comes to election time.
Well, I know that lawmakers broke off budget talks sometime last week and they haven't really picked back up steam. What are the chances that the legislature is going to come up with both the education funding plan and the budget by April 26th, which is the deadline for the scheduled session?
I would say almost 100% assured they're not, and that they're heading into an overtime session. And in that sense, some of these this sort of late in the game conversation about other aspects of the fulfilling the McCleary decision may, in fact, not end up being late, but maybe they're sort of more early to mid discussion because this could go on for many weeks to come.
As we have seen in past years, KOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Austin joins us every Monday during the state legislative session, which, as you heard, is probably going to go beyond the April 26th deadline. As that old cliche goes, only time will tell whether they schedule or not.